Okay, our friends. So today we are going to read a story about comfort food. Do you know what comfort food is? Do you? It means if you are feeling feelings that maybe aren't good feelings, maybe you're feeling sad or mad or angry or lonely or in pain. Sometimes a hug feels really good. Sometimes a love note feels really good. Sometimes a bowl of soup feels really good, or a brownie or a cookie or a salad with crisp lettuce. Many things can do to make you feel better. And if it makes you feel better, it's called comfort food. Moms, dads, grandmas, we all can figure it out. And I think we're going to get an example of that today. In fact, today's story is called Mean Soup. Let's figure out what this is all about, shall we? Today's story was written by Betsy Everett. And as usual, I will post a couple of the photos from the book on our Instagram so you can see what we're talking about. And I will also link the story to my Amazon affiliates page so you can purchase this book and follow along with us. Get ready, friends. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Philip.
The original
Philip that you heard in the very first book we ever did.
The original Philip. The OG. Well, I'm psyched that you're here. Are you ready?
Alpha.
Alpha.
The Alpha.
Here we go. Alpha. It had been a bad day for Horace. He forgot the answer to question 3. And in the pictures, we can see Horace. He's a nice little boy, it looks like. But at school, he didn't know the answer. And that can feel bad, can't it? Zelda gave him a love note. Uh-oh. Maybe he didn't want one. And Lulu, the show-and-tell cow, stepped on his foot. Wow. What school does he go to, do you think, that has a show-and-tell cow? Never heard of such a thing in all my life. But I can tell you this much, I wouldn't want to get stepped on by a cow. And if this wasn't enough, his mother sent Miss Pearl to pick him up from school. She swerved and screeched and nearly killed 3 poodles before they made it home. I would like to know what kind of neighborhood they live in that has 3 poodles in it.
What's the lunchbox?
Oh, he has a lunchbox in the picture too.
No, I said, what's a lunchbox? Because she almost killed 3 poodles.
Yeah. Wild. Horace felt so mean. He stepped on a flower. Oh, he looks angry. His mother said, hello. And Horace hissed. Have you ever been so mad you hissed? His mother said, how was your day? And Horace growled. His mother said, did you thank Miss Pearl? And Horace fell on the floor. Uh-oh, he went full ragdoll, huh? Clunk. Let's make soup, his mother said. Horace lay still. He felt mean, and he wasn't going to make soup. Have you ever had that kind of feeling before where you just don't want to do anything that people would ask of you? His mother filled a pot with water and set it on the stove. When the water got hot, she threw in some salt. Salt makes food taste richer. Then, taking a breath, she screamed into the pot. "Your turn," she said. So Horace got a stool and screamed too. His mother screamed louder. And Horace growled and bared his teeth.
If his mom was just pretending to do it, he just smacked it.
The water started to boil. His mother stuck out her tongue at the soup. Horace stuck out his tongue 20 times. He banged on the pot with a spoon. He breathed his best dragon breath.
And if fire actually went out of my mouth, I died because I burned up.
That would be shocking. And then he smiled. And his mother smiled too. "What's the name of this recipe?" asked Horace. "Mean soup," she said. And they stood together, stirring away a bad day. Do you know what I really like about this book? Is sometimes you get these big feelings and you just don't know what to do with them. You feel like you could just squish a flower and scream and throw yourself on the floor. And while it might feel better to do those things, it doesn't actually do much, does it? You're not actually helping anything, and you might possibly be making things worse. But if you make soup, if you really make soup, if you, instead of just putting salt in there, also put some carrots and some celery and some onion and some chicken, why, you would have yourself a dinner before you knew it, wouldn't you? And if you had a real dinner, why, then you could feed yourself, couldn't you? So what this mama has done with this boy is they have taken all their frustration and put it to good work. And why, before they know it, they'll have themselves a delicious meal, won't they? And they'll both feel a lot better. And I bet you what, if anybody else lives in their house, if their daddy comes home, or if there's a brother or a sister, they'll have a yummy food too. Anyways, that, my friends, is a great idea. And it's also
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.